We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartAid.org. Thank you for your support. StartAid, July 15th. Pegasus, the flying horse, is beginning its climb into the evening sky. It clears the eastern horizon by midnight. It's preceded into the sky by another horse to its upper right. Aquileus is far smaller and less prominent than its famous equine cousin. In fact, of all the constellations passed down from the ancient world, it's by far the smallest. Unlike most ancient constellations, there's not much of a story associated with Aquileus. And as it's drawn in the sky, it's not even a full horse, only a head, which is outlined by a lopsided rectangle of four meager stars. The brightest is Alpha Aquilae. It's actually a pair of stars locked in a tight orbit around each other. Both stars are about twice as massive as the Sun, with one slightly heavier than the other. That difference in heft has made a big difference in the lives of the two stars. The heavier one has already ended its normal lifetime and is entering one of its final stages. It's puffed up like a giant orange balloon. The smaller star is still in the prime of life, but as the bigger star expands, the surfaces of the two stars may get so close that the stars will begin to swap some of their gas, a process that may alter the evolution of both stars. Aquileus is in the east at nightfall. It's below Delphinus, the Dolphin, another small constellation, but one that's much easier to pick out. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. Details at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.